countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
First of all, well, it's been a summer of discontent for Ireland's beef farmers, with protests and talks and a possible truce between cattle farmers and processors. The anger is real. Agreements reached this week have been technical. But what about the view from the mart? Well, I found out in Ross Cray in County Tipperary, where locals were still celebrating the All-Ireland hurling win yesterday. But the mood among farmers was more downbeat, especially around the sales ring, where I first met mart chairman Ray Dempsey.
Well, there's a mixed feeling, I suppose, today about it. Some people feel, from a suckler point of view, we feel we've got nothing from it. Giving the bonus to the old graded cattle has made it that the suckler farmer doesn't seem to have gained any benefit from that. It would be more helpful to the dairy bred stock.
The Agriculture Minister said there was a lot of agreement on issues around transparency of pricing, weights, grades and bonuses, the beef grid to be reviewed, there's more to come. Will that satisfy the farmers that were out protesting over their bottom line prices?
Well, unless we see action, there's a lot of talk about a lot of things which you've mentioned there have been covered, but there needs to be some action on them. And farmers probably won't be overly satisfied until they see some kind of action or results on, and a bit more transparency in the marketplace, yes.
I'm from Erling Leash.
Do you think there's a more positive mood at the mart today here in Ross Cray? I'm wondering, after the beef talks and in the face of a lot of confusion maybe coming ahead.
Well, I think there's a lot of concern about prices still, and like my husband is talking, he might have to bring home the cattle today, so he's worried. We're not going into the ring yet, so he's worried about it. Yeah, Brexit and linked prices, very concerning at the moment. Can't really plan for the future. Just in a bit of a limbo at the moment, waiting to see what happens.
The mood isn't great because people are concerned with Brexit and beef prices at present time, but there's a lot of things in the way of farmers working in farming at the minute. The movements are a huge, crucial issue with farmers, and it's affecting their sale because of just three movements, the price is affected, and everybody isn't a customer for those animals. And I'm a livestock dealer, I supply them. When I buy them, I become initially the second owner, and I only keep them a short term, and the next man, my customer that buys off me, he's locked into third place. So it's becoming a problem for him if he wants to sell them at stores. So what I would be suggesting is maybe the department look into that animals moved under 42 days, they wouldn't be considered a movement. In the beef plan there, I believe they haven't got any move on that, so I'm kind of disappointed over that, really.
What about yourself, sir?
I didn't tell you at all. We know about it.
You're hoping today, but there's agreement on transparency around prices, wasn't that it? And a review of the grid. You don't actually know whether it's going to lead to higher beef prices. I think that's the issue for farmers.
Yeah, I don't think so at the moment, because the factories are already talking about cutting the price next week, so that's not going to affect again.
Farmers' fears haven't been allayed by the talks?
Not yet, anyway.
There'll be more protests?
And it is possible yet, so we just have to wait and see what happens.
Ultimately, the price is the biggest thing on the table at the minute. It's very, very poor. I mean, it's unsustainable. Farmers won't be able to continue on. Once it goes under €4 a kilo, you're on a very slippery slope.
Is there a feeling that after all the protests and the talks, or maybe a hope that things might be about to change?
Well, sure, I suppose you're coming to a critical time of the year now. You're coming into the autumn, and we expect a big flush of cattle, and if it's not settled up shortly, or something isn't done shortly, I don't see any, once the factories get the flush of cattle coming out, they're not going to make any move to the benefit of the farmers anyhow.
1,050, 60, 70, 80, 90.
They gave us everything bar a price rise, no commitment to a higher price. So I think there's going to be back to the strikes again.
Some of those agreed issues might lead to higher prices, do you think, for beef farmers?
Maybe, yeah, but I don't know, I can't see it. They're just fudging it over. Now,
the Agriculture Minister has said he hopes there wouldn't be a return to the strikes.
Yeah, I think he'd want to get more behind the farmer. I think he's more for the meat factories,
Michael Harty, General Manager of Central Auctions. The changing in some of the grades that they're now eligible for the 12 cents quality assurance bonus with both the O- and the 4-plus cattle qualifying, and it appears that a bigger percentage of cattle are falling into this category. I suppose with the bigger switch over to dairying, we're going to have more dairy bred stock, and dairy bred stock are more likely to fall into these categories. But for the good suckler farmer, there will be no change, as most of those good suckler cattle will be falling into better type grades, and there's no change in price for those.
Ultimately, it's about beef prices. It was the one subject that wasn't discussed because of competition rules.
Yes.
From what's come from the agreement, the minister hopes there won't be a need for more protests, and ultimately it will benefit farmers in their pockets. What do you think?
Well, the base price has remained the same, and factories will argue with the uncertainty of Brexit and the difficulty of selling the dearer cuts that they're not in a position to give more for the cattle. You know, it's very uncertain time for beef producers, it's difficult to see beef prices rising to any great extent.
Michael Harty there, the General Manager of Central Auctions at Ross Grey Mart. And good morning to Adam Woods, Beef Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. How are you, Adam?
Good morning, John.
Meat Industry Ireland saying this week's agreement is a step forward for the sector. Michael Creed has hailed the successful outcome of the talks. The beef plan committees have started meeting on this. And from what you've heard in Ross Grey there as well, I'm not sure their members will share that enthusiasm, Adam.
I don't think so. It's very typical of farmer reaction on the ground. Your voice is there from Ross Grey Mart. And really, the headline as with progress made was the 12 cent, the QA bonus that implemented from the end of September. And that's on O-minus and floor plus cattle. But really, other than that, it's teetering around the edges. That the report is full of, I suppose, reviews, system analysis, reports, and really it's kind of kicking the can down the road, and farmers feel that sufficient progress hasn't been made as a result of those talks. And as you've said, price, that's the key issue. We're still at 340, 350 for our beef this week, and really there isn't more money in farmers' pockets as a result of the protests or as a result of the talks.
All the farmers I met yesterday were saying this is good for the dairy farmer, and people are getting into dairy in a big way, not the sucklers, as we heard. You've been hearing that too, Adam.
Yeah, there is. There's some argument in that. I suppose O-minus cattle would be predominantly dairy bred, lesser, we'll say, grading cattle. You could argue that some of the 4-plus cattle, that's on the fat score, that will benefit some suckler producers. But again, it will benefit maybe the dairy side of the house a lot more. So really, for the suckler farmer, there isn't a lot in this. I suppose the grid review, there's talk that Chagas are going to implement that grid review in the coming months. And maybe the price differential might improve for suckler bred stock as a result of that grid review. But really, there's very little in it for suckler farmers.
And one livestock dealer there spoke to me about a lack of progress on the four movement rule. Could that have happened in these talks? He was disappointed about it.
There's a lot of debate over that. And that was the most contentious issue, the 30-month rule and the four movement rule. MII and the Department of Agriculture argued that that was needed to retain export markets. And that tighter spec needs to be kept in place if we were to gain access to new markets and the existing markets that we have. So really that was a big block there in terms of there was no movement whatsoever, and there was a lot of hope that there would be movement on those issues. So Beef Plan have said that their talks really have failed around that issue.
The IFA said the elephant in the room here was the issue of price, which couldn't be discussed at these talks. And I think that's why farmers are so disappointed. They're not going to see, well, they haven't seen the change in price yet. They're doubting whether they'll see it because they haven't heard much about it. And is that likely to change?
I don't think so. In terms of the market, what we're looking at the moment, the market is steady, but sterling, I suppose, is disimproving. We're coming into a big time of the year in terms of a kill. Generally, grass kill cattle tend to come out sort of August, September times. So there is going to be pressure maybe on the market. I think that we missed a trick maybe as part of those talks in terms of transparency. We have no transparency whatsoever. We can talk about price, but we have no transparency, we'll say, beyond the farmer, beyond the factory gate. And if we look at some of the figures that came out this week, Beef Plan maintain in terms of percentage, we'll say that the farmer receives of the retail price. Beef Plan say that's 20%, Borbia say that's 44%, and MII say that's 63%. But the real nub of the issue is that we don't know, and we need, we'll say, more sight of what happens beyond that. And that will engage trust then in all parties, if we had more transparency beyond that factory gate.
Now, Adam, what's been happening with the Beef Plan movement? So, because there have been some meetings last night, I understand, more planned for today, Roscommon among them.
Yeah, there has been some changes in the last 10 days. Eamon Corley, the co-chair, has actually resigned as a director of the Beef Plan Movement Company on the 14th of August. And a second director, Declan Malloy, also resigned from the Beef Plan Movement Company. It's understood that Corley will stay on as co-chair of the movement along with Hugh Doyle. A number of regional meetings took place last night in Sligo, Westmeath, Cork, Waterford and Louth. And that was to discuss, I suppose, within county reps, future steps. It's not clear what was decided as a result of those meetings, but it is understood. We do understand that beef plan leaders came in for a lot of criticism over their handling of the talks and their handling of the protests. Tonight in the Hyde Centre in Roscommon is a public meeting for farmers that attended the At League and Ballinasloe protest. That's at 8 o'clock. I suppose the big question is, will there be more protests? Beef Plan have said that no more protests will take place under the Beef Plan movement. There's still legal action there, I suppose, pending. It's just been suspended. It hasn't been dropped against Beef Plan leaders. I suppose leaders are asking for time and patience to allow them to make decisions, but really there isn't a lot of time and there isn't a lot of patience on the ground. Frustration is building. I talked to a number of farmers last night, very, very passionate about where price is at the moment. And I suppose I'm thinking it's very likely in the next few days that we could see protests return to factory gates in the next week.
And some of the farmers suggesting that to me there. Is there any chance of any more talks? Because as you said, there seem to be divisions within the Beef Plan movement. And I did note a lot of farmers were uncomfortable with the type of protests that took place in the last few weeks as well, from what I gathered at the mart.
Yeah, it was divided, I suppose. It divided the farming community. We had some farmers maybe trying to get cattle killed. You had other farmers standing at the farmer at the factory gate. And that was an uneasy position for all farmers to be in. I think maybe the only hope is that to get down and talk around the table, but in terms of the fractious relationship that exists there at the moment, I'm not sure that's going to take place. The talks seem to have, we'll say, come to a fruition and come to that report, and that's as far as they could go. So really, farmers are left with now as the only option they see, as over 36 hours of talks, this is what we get out of 36 hours of talks, and they're saying, well, there's no other option than to go back to the gates.
Adam, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Adam Woods from the Irish Farmers Journal there. You're listening